This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. The Kenton County Airport Board, which oversees the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, has certainly had its share of headlines in the last several months. Kentucky State Auditor is investigating some questionable travel expenses. The now former board chairman sued an airport secretary, accusing her of illegally recording a phone call that he accidentally made to her without knowing it. And then last month, three of the seven voting board members resigned. So what does all this turmoil mean for airport passengers and what happens next? Joining me to discuss CBG are CEO Candace McGraw and Bill Robinson, who was recently appointed to the board and will likely become its new chairman. We are taping this portion of the program, so we won't be able to include your calls or emails. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us, Jay.
Good morning, Jay.
Let me begin with you, Bill. You were previously the chair of the Kenton County Airport Board, I believe, what, almost 10 years ago?
2004 to 2006.
And you get the call to come back with all these problems. Why would you want to come back to lead the Kenton County Airport Board?
Well, I'm a native greater Cincinnatian, born in northern Kentucky, grew up in Mount Auburn, Coryville, and Clifton. I have lived my entire life in this area, except when I was away to school and when I was away in the military. I love this greater Cincinnati community, and I know how important the airport is to our economic development, and our economic development is the key to our greater Cincinnati, northern Kentucky future.
Do you see this as a short-term commitment just to get things back on track, or is this a long-term commitment? And I guess part of that depends on an election that may take place this fall.
Well, if I could predict the future, my retirement plan would look a lot better than it does, but it's getting a little better lately. But really, I have no way of seeing that far into the future. Right now, we're very enthused about the airport and the tremendous progress that's been made there over the last 12 to 18 months. We have a really good story to tell if we can focus the conversation on the progress that we're making there, and we're enthused about telling that story.
But certainly that story from when you were chairman 10 years ago, the airport is certainly not the same airport as when you were chairman from 2004 to 2006.
No, as I have said on a number of occasions, back then we had a really wonderful situation. We were a Delta hub, although some people complained about the prices. We had over 660 flights daily at that time. It was a wonderful situation. We were like the catcher behind the plate. All we had to do was sit back there and catch the pitches that were thrown at us. This is a different time. We're no longer a Delta hub. It's now up to us to pitch the airlines to attract them to our community, to show them the wonderful opportunity we have to offer here at CVG. And we're very enthused about doing that. And we've made great progress in that regard in the last year or so.
How do you begin your term here? How do you begin your work?
Lots of reading. Lots of meetings with Candace and the staff, learning current facts and data about the airport. It's a very complex operation there. We have an airport that has more direct flights every day than the airports in Columbus, Indianapolis, and Louisville. We have 37 flights a day to 37 of the 40 top commercial markets in the United States. It's a big operation. And as I say, it's so important to our economic development. The most important thing is that we focus on the facts, we focus on the opportunities, and we build consensus so that as a regional community, we continue to support this airport and make sure that it serves the needs of this greater Cincinnati, northern Kentucky economic development picture, which is very bright and getting brighter all the time.
It seems like in the early 2000s, whenever I would go to some sort of economic development press conference, always mentioned the airport, the economic engine. Clearly, I mean, as we said, I think the engine sputtered a little bit. Can it get back to that full horsepower that it was in the early 2000s that was really driving a lot of the development in northern Kentucky and also greater Cincinnati?
Well, let's think about the term full horsepower. The last economic impact study that we had completed by the University of Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky University economists working together, the study showed that in 2012, and we've grown and improved since then, in 2012 alone, the airport had a positive economic impact on greater Cincinnati, northern Kentucky of just over $3.6 billion, and that's billion with a B, dollars. That's pretty significant to the economic picture of our greater Cincinnati community. Since then, we've added airlines. Since then, we've added flights. Since then, we've improved services. So as I say, we've got a good story to tell, but it's an improving story. It's an improving set of facts, and we're very committed to keep that growth and development moving forward.
Candace, I don't want to ignore you. How have you managed day-to-day operations at the airport with all the what would seem the turmoil that was going on with the airport board itself?
I'll tell you, I think the staff is an incredible staff at the airport. We're very focused on accomplishing the mission of the airport. We have been focused, will continue to be focused. As Bill, as you can see, fortunately for us, he's a very quick study and has a very good grip on what's going on at the airport. We're moving forward in a very methodical, productive, positive fashion.
What the two of you are just getting to know each other, and I guess it's a good thing that you're both in the same room together, so you at least have that much of a relationship. But how do you build on that?
Well, we have talked every day since I was appointed.
Multiple times a day.
Exactly. Some days. We've been passing information back and forth. We had a two-hour meeting yesterday going over financials and other business aspects of the airport's operations. Communication, open lines of communication, staying current with the management of the airport overall, involving our board. And we have a wonderful board at the airport. I know all of the board members. They've been personal friends of mine for a long, long time. I've worked on community and economic development projects with them over the years. As I say, what we have here is a very positive opportunity that's going to get better as we build more consensus and build toward the future.
Are you officially chairman yet?
I'm not officially chairman. I'm officially a board member. I've been sworn in as a board member, but there will be a vote of the board at the meeting on March the 17th when the board next meets.
So Kenton County Judge Executive Steve Arlinghouse can make the appointments to the board, but the actual leadership chairman, vice chairman, that's up to the actual
board. Under the
board.
Bylaws, the vote is by the board itself, yes.
Ohio Governor Kasich has repeatedly said in his comments to us and when he's been in Cincinnati speaking that he repeatedly says that officials need to fix the airport. He's willing to help do that. And I think a lot of what he's talking about is the lack of international destinations now compared to, you know, several years ago. How realistic is that to return some of those nonstop international flights to Cincinnati?
I think, Jay, it's important to focus. We still have a direct transatlantic service to Paris daily. We are the only airport in all of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky that has direct transatlantic service. So we're very fortunate to have the Paris service. It does quite well for Delta. We also have service daily to Toronto, and then, of course, all our great vacation destinations. It's just a sign of the times with the airline industry and the way they've consolidated. You have to recall, years ago we had multiple legacy carriers. Right now, there are only three legacy carriers left because of the industry consolidation, all of whom operate at CVG and do quite well.
You want to add on Governor Kasich to fix the airport?
I think we need the help and support of everyone. We aspire to be the best we can be, but our inability to achieve perfection is not going to stand in the way of progress. We're committed to keep moving forward, and as I say, the momentum that we're building is suggesting that there are bigger and better things to come. We had a wonderful announcement this week with one of our carriers expanding services here domestically, and we'll have some good news coming up in the next several months. There's some exciting things happening with the airport.
The announcement this week was from Allegiant.
So Allegiant began service only about a month ago, and they were our second low-cost carrier within the last year. Frontier began service last year to Denver. They're going to double their service this August for two Denver flights, and they've already added Trenton. So great uptick with Frontier. And Allegiant started service a month ago with four flights into two destinations in Florida. Starting this May, they're growing that service by 150%. I was heartened to see in their press release, we are the fastest growing city ever in their 15-year history with Allegiant.
And the airport, basically, when you come to think of it, is a small city.
It is a small city, 7,000 acres.
You have a police department. You have your own fire department, lots of land. You mentioned 7,000 acres. How many employees and how many different departments does it take to keep all that running?
For the Kenton County Airport Board itself, we have about 450 employees. You're correct. We have our own police department, our own fire department. Are concession areas, you know, tantamount to a downtown retail district? And how do you keep that fresh? And how do you bring customers into that? Bill had referenced the economic impact study that we had conducted in 2012. Overall, daily on our campus, on those 7,000 acres, there are about 10,000 employees there with all of our tenants, airlines, DHL, et cetera.
Allegiant, I think, is based in Las Vegas.
They are.
Is there any thought that they may add a direct flight from Cincinnati to Las Vegas?
We have talked with them about it. Right now it's an equipment issue, and I think once they're able to free up the appropriate equipment, I think it makes sense for them to do that. So we continue to talk to them and a lot of other carriers about potential markets.
When you talk to these carriers about coming to Cincinnati, what can you tell us about those conversations? Is there some hesitation? What holds them up from saying, yeah, we'll operate out of CBG?
No, I have to say all the conversations are very positive. I think the success of Frontier helped beget the success of Allegiant, which will help other carriers not only attract new carriers, but help our existing carriers grow. You may recall in 2012, we consolidated carriers from what was Terminal 2 into now our main terminal with Concourse A. We knew there was pent-up demand from those carriers. With that consolidation, because they have the ability to expand, they've grown 12% year over year in just that short time.
When it comes to attracting airlines, a fact that I've recently become aware of that I think needs to be mentioned is the fact that as of this month in 2014, the mortgage indebtedness of our airport, the entire airport, has been paid off. So there are only two airports in the United States that have this situation of no mortgage indebtedness. The other is Salt Lake City, and Salt Lake is just entering upon a $1 billion-plus capital improvement program so that we will be for some time the only airport that does not have mortgage indebtedness. That has allowed us, our board, our management, to lower our landing fees from $3.90 per 1,000 tons. The landing fees are based upon tonnage weight to $2.75 for this year and next year. That is extremely competitive, very attractive to the airlines. It's a key factor in their analyzing the extent to which they can make a profit, and they're in business to make a profit. So it gives us a very competitive advantage to have these lower landing fees because of the way the airport's been so well managed to pay off this indebtedness and have that asset out there that now positions us to attract additional airlines. And that's why when we say we're optimistic, we're not being Pollyanna-ish about this. We're not just being aspirational. We are very optimistic, and we think realistically so, that we're going to be able to add more airlines and more flights as we go forward.
Do you have any statistics? No, one time I heard a line, flying out of Cincinnati usually involves driving to Dayton or Louisville or Lexington. Do you have any way to know if that tide has turned, that those people are now staying home and not driving to Dayton or Louisville or Lexington?
Certainly. We measure that all the time. So our goal and the key to our long-term sustainable success is growing that local passenger base. I think we measure that. We know that, for instance, with the Denver market, because of Frontier and its success and because it other airlines have also experienced more upgrowth because of that. They're not our number three market. We've grown that market by about 60% just within the last year over year. We measure, we know where people are coming from, flying to. We look at those data points all the time and talk to our carriers about it.
Bill. I have just recently learned, Jay, that last year, 2013, CVG had more than 58,000 more passengers than the year before. So the trends are just superb, and the increase in passengers for December of 13 and January of 14 year over year are up again. So the trend is very positive.
Right. We measure what we call our local O&D basis, those passengers that originate from the airport. Last year was our first positive year-over-year increase since 2009. We had about a 3% increase. January alone, we were up about 7% January over January. And that's exclusive of these new Allegiant passengers. With these new Allegiant flights, we estimate probably about 160,000 new passengers through our front door. And we think those are all, the predominance will be stimulated new passengers.
There are have talked about that there's been a lot of newspaper ink and broadcast stories about the problems with the airport board. But when it comes right down to it, do passengers really care about the governance issues at the airport? I mean, I would think they're more concerned about, can I get a flight and how much am I going to pay for it?
I can't speak to all the passengers, and I certainly have never been able to talk to that many of them. But the ones with whom I have spoken, usually what they're talking about are flight schedules, the cost of the ticket, the service that's provided, the convenient parking at the airport, and so on and so forth. That's what I hear almost all the time.
Exactly. You know, we do a lot of different surveying of passengers, and it all focuses around customer service, accessibility, et cetera.
Bill?
Getting back to economic development for a minute, and that's a subject very close to my heart for our regional community. It's important to note, Jay, also that DHL is just expanding exponentially at our Greater Cincinnati Airport. DHL is investing $100 million to expand that hub at our airport. DHL has 2,200 employees and growing at our airport. That is a very positive economic impact to our community at large. And most people don't know this, but Cincinnati, CVG, right here, is the 10th ranked cargo airport in the entire United States. That is a tremendously significant economic fact for us to consider and to benefit from.
I'll tell you, the DHL story cannot be underestimated. They have about 45 to 50 flights a night everywhere around the globe. DHL has three global super hubs in this world, one of which is at CVG, and we are their number two global super hub in the world.
I have, although I guess I have to point this out, as successful as DHL is in Cincinnati, I have friends in Wilmington who would say, yeah, be careful what you wish for, though, with DHL, because, you know, overnight they were out of Clinton County and back in Cincinnati.
You know, I can't speak to the Wilmington situation. I can say that at CVG they have a lease through 2035 on their facility. As Bill said, within the last 2 years they've invested over $100 million in their facility, and they're looking for even for further expansion opportunities.
What you talk about the capital needs at the airport, I think you did have three terminals, and now, if I'm right, everything was consolidated to one terminal?
Correct.
With your debt situation now, is there any plans for some, you know, large capital improvement program?
What we're looking to do is likely demolish terminals 1 and 2 and construct a consolidated rental car facility in the next few years on that site. We've gone through a master plan that was completed at the end of 2012, and we've identified gate utilization. You know, years ago, airlines would rent a lot of space. They would maybe use a gate 4 times a day. Now, because they're more efficient in their operations, it's not uncommon for airlines to use a gate, say, 8 times a day. So you need less gates, even though you have the same amount of flights.
How do you work with surrounding cities and communities? And at various times in the years past, there's been some conflict, especially with noise issues. It seems like that we hear less about that now than we used to.
We are actively engaged with all of our communities. Years ago, I know there had been, you know, a noise committee that was formed. That committee still meets, so we have ongoing dialogue with our communities. Every once in a while, we'll get a noise complaint, particularly about DHL in the middle of the night, and we always remind folks that's the sound of economic development, and they're pleased about that. It means jobs.
You talked about tearing down terminals. Is there any thought that doesn't make any economic sense maybe not to tear them down and use them for something else, or have they been designed for airport terminals and that's about all they're good for?
That's a great question, because I asked the same question yesterday in a meeting that we had as we were getting caught up. And the fact of the matter is, when one considers the maintenance costs of keeping those terminals up and the almost zero convertibility to other uses that they present, we can make much better use of that ground economically, in terms of service to the public and so on, by removing those and saving substantial maintenance and upkeep costs. And so I'm having seen it and beginning to study it, I'm convinced that the board and management has made a very good decision to eliminate those two terminals, go with a new rental car centralized facility proximate to the terminal. It's going to be better service for the public. It's going to be better revenue for the rental cars and therefore for the airport. Everybody's going to benefit from that decision.
And if I missed this when you were talking about that, is there a timeline for when this would be taking place?
It's still under review.
So there's no definite that this is when they're coming down, the summer of this year or the summer of next year.
We don't have a definitive schedule at this time. We're laying it out, and of course we'll be having further discussions about it with the board.
Clearly there have been a lot of issues this winter with weather, a lot of snow, and we hear, state governments, local governments saying, we're spending all sorts of extra money this year on snow removal. What has the snowy winter done to your operations at the airport, and how has that affected your budget?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm pleased to say our snow removal team, top-notch. We have not had to close the airport once at CVG because of the weather. Those fellows work hard every day to keep the airfield operational. Yes, we've had increased costs for snow supplies, etc., all of which we had budgeted. Hopefully, winter will come a little later in 2014, and we'll be able to make it up at the end of the year.
As we begin to wrap up here, I'll give both of you a chance. Again, we talked about the problems in the past. You're set toward looking toward the future. What would you tell folks who use the airport about the future of the airport?
Using our airport is an investment in the economic development progress of our regional community. But that's kind of an outcome of using the airport. What we want folks to see is that coming to the airport is a transportation benefit. It is an advantage. It's proximate to where the greater Cincinnatians live. The parking is proximate to where the airport is. We have the legacy carriers all servicing this airport. We have more direct flights out of our airport than any regional airport around. Our prices have come down, as everyone has been paying attention to that and seeing that. We have one of only six airports in the United States have three parallel runways, which we have. So that enhances the quality of our in-and-out service of the planes that use our airport, and on and on and on. This is a positive story. Is it perfect? Not yet. We're not close to perfection, but we're making a lot of progress, and we're going to keep making progress. We're dedicated to that.
Candace?
Well, I think Bill summed it up perfectly. It's interesting to me. Bill's little tagline as he signs off is always onward and upward, and I think that's the perfect analogy here for CVG.
We've been discussing the Kenton County Airport Board and the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport with CEO Candace McGraw and Bill Robinson, who was recently appointed to the board and will likely become its new chairman. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available on our website, wvxu.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Our technical directors were Bruce Ellis and Kevin Rowinski. With Howard Wilkinson, I'm Jay Hanselman.